You have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in Matthew's Gospel. We thank the Lord for you that have come out tonight to assemble ourselves around the Word of God and singing of the songs of Zion. Appreciate the good singing tonight from our brother, from the choir. And appreciate you, Brother David, allowing us to be here again this evening. We began here last night and want to continue again tonight looking at some life lessons from the Lord. Life lessons. The lessons that He teaches are life lessons. You'll never come in one of His lessons and say, "Boy, I'm glad I got that behind me. I didn't do too well in it. I got a D in it, but I'm glad it's behind me." Oh, no, 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 no. All of His lessons are life lessons. I remember my mama told me so many times, the only reason I remember it. She told me the first day I came home from first grade, the very first words out of my mouth was, "Do I ever have to do that again?" Yes, if you've hooked up with Jesus, you'll be in school until you die. His lessons are life lessons. Last night, we looked at the life lesson of trusting in God. Tonight, I want to begin in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And I want to preach tonight on the life lesson of hearing from God. Hearing from God. The question tonight that I want to pose to you tonight, and you must answer it for yourself. Does God talk to you? Has God ever talked to you? You say, "Preacher, I don't think God's ever talked to me." Would you make yourself a note? I'm going to hell when this is over with. Because God only talks to His people. But you must establish tonight as to whether God has ever talked to you or not. I have a dear preacher friend over on the east coast of North Carolina. Told his deacons one Sunday night, he says, "God spoke to me this week about something." One of the deacons spoke up, said, "Preacher, you know good and well God don't talk to you." And he said, "He might not talk to you, but He talks to me." The question is tonight, you must answer for yourself. I'm not asking if you've ever been down the Romans Road, the German Road, or the French Road. Not asking if you've ever been dunked in a baptismal pool. Not asking if you've ever joined a Baptist church or not. I'm asking you tonight, do you have any historical recollection if God has ever talked to you or not? Because God only talks to His people. As we begin to unpack this truth tonight, hearing from God, I begin in Matthew 13 with the ability of hearing from God. He says in Matthew 13 in verse number 9, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Again in verse 43, same chapter, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Almost every sermon our Lord preached, if He was here tonight, if He was preaching this group tonight, it would be His custom to end His sermon here tonight by these words. "Anybody here hath ears? Let him hear." Time out. Hold on. Had there been some kind of nuclear explosion in those days that had messed up the water, and a lot of the people in His audience had flat sides? They had no ears on the side of their head. Is that what He was talking about? Oh no. He's not talking about these ears. He was talking about these ears. God speaking to you in your heart and you being a... You mean to tell me, preacher, God speaks to you? Yes, He does not speak up here, but He has spoken so loudly down here before, I thought I heard Him up here. Of course, a lot of the things that people say God said to them today, I believe God's sitting up in heaven. He says, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I remember years ago, my middle son, who is a school administrator of a school over 1,000 kids, we had a little grocery store behind our house, and he was about 12 years old, and I sent him one day around lunchtime to go get a 2-liter Coca-Cola from the store for lunch, and he returned with a pack of napkins. They don't even sound alike. I could see if it was a phonetical thing and they had great likeness to the two sounds, but there was no sounding them. I'm telling you, there's people sitting right here in this building tonight. You will hear me preach and you will hear all kind of crazy things because you'll go and tell somebody what I said. Are you listening to me? Asking you though tonight, has God ever talked to you? Do not bother with that breeze. It feels wonderful. It has been here just for me. I like it. If you've got the scriptures there tonight, Matthew's Gospel chapter number 17, not only do we see spiritual equipping, God given us ears. Do you have historical recollection that God has ever talked to you? I can't remember the exact moment. I do remember the period of time in my life around my salvation time when God began to speak to me. I could tell when God talked to me. You have the Bible there, Matthew chapter number 17 and verse number 5. He says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. He's telling us tonight, God talks to us. Hear ye him. The question is tonight, how does God talk to us? How does God speak to us? Could I mention just real briefly, not take a long time, because I know you feel like storms coming up. It's still around 1,000 miles away, but I know because the wind was blowing, you think Florence is already here. It hadn't quite got here yet. But if you've got the Bible there, Romans chapter number 10, how does God talk to us? He says in Romans chapter number 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. One of the ways that God speaks to us is through this book. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that this is the only book that is alive. It's a breathing book. He says this book will talk to you. Of course, there's one problem. You must open it. Bless God, we stand on the old King James around here. I'm on a crusade to get people to quit standing on the King James Bible. What? Yes. If you're standing on it, it's hard to open it. Why don't you get off the top of it and open the thing? It'll defend itself. You don't have to defend it. Just open it. Read it. God speaks to us through this book. What is another way that God speaks to us? If you have your Bible there, Psalms 19. How does God talk to me? One, He talks to us through His word. Another way that He speaks, Psalms 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. He will speak to us through creation, through the stars, through the way God has created the world. I heard not long ago, Franklin Graham was congratulating a young 12-year-old boy. He had already graduated from his first degree from college. He was an Indian boy, and he was going on to get his doctor's degree in creationism. And his one goal in getting a doctor's degree in creation is that he wanted to prove the existence of God. And old Franklin Graham was applauding this young boy for going on and getting his doctor's degree so he could prove the existence of God. She told me that Franklin couldn't hear me when I hollered at the TV, but I hollered at the TV, "Hey Franklin, tell the boy to look up in the sky." He won't have to get a doctor's degree. Are you listening to me tonight? If you look up in the sky tonight, you'd be a fool not to let God speak to you through creation. How is another way that God would speak to us tonight? If you have the Bible there, Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8, speak to us through His Word tonight. That's why it's so important tonight for you to have a strong relationship. I have a hard time believing that God has ever given you ears to hear, He has saved your soul, and you do not have a strong relationship with your Bible. I just don't believe it. You can fool yourself, but I don't believe it. If He's ever give you ears to hear, there's one thing you want to do is get in the Bible. You want to hear from Him. Another way is creation, but another way is Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 16. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not only will He speak to us through the Word, not only will He speak to us through the creation of the world, but He will speak to us through the conscience of our witness. He will make divine impressions upon our hearts and speak to us. Oh, I had that so vividly shown to me. Just the other Sunday in Arkansas, I was sitting in the prophet's chamber, packing up my Bible and stuff in my book bag, and God told me, reach in your book bag and get out your new glasses. I ignored that impression upon my heart. When I got in the pulpit and reached to get my glasses, they broke in half. Right there in front of me. And so the whole sermon I'm preaching like this. God said, "You dummy, I told you over there in the prophet's chamber, I made an impression upon your heart to get the glasses out of your book bag. You say you're crazy. Don't pinch me and wake me up." God speaks to us through our conscience of witness. Another way that He would speak to us is through the circumstances of working. He will speak to us through providence. He will arrange things. I was reading a story the other day about His providential arrangements. I was thinking about this hurricane that's coming. Swan Corner, South Carolina. Old time Methodist church in 1870 experienced a major revival in Swan Corner, South Carolina. A number of people were saved in a storefront building. They had a desire to build a building, and they wanted to build it on a strategic place there in Swan Corner. They approached a gentleman by the name of Sam Sadler and asked him if they would sell him a piece of his property up on a knoll. He said, absolutely not. There'll never be a church on this piece of property. They bought another piece of property at the other end of town. They built their building, and it was to be dedicated on September the 17th, 1876, on a Sunday morning. On Saturday the 16th, they believe it was a Cat 5 came on land, a direct hit on Swan Corner, took that Methodist church off of its foundations, floated it down Main Street. It glanced the general store, took a right turn, went across the bridge and up the canal, and landed dead center in the middle of Sam Sadler's piece of property. Do you tell me tonight there is no God? And He is not speaking to us through providence. David, I was reminded of that tonight when her and I came here. Before we left the motel, we were talking about the possibilities of the parking lot at the motel flooding. And we said to ourselves, we will get that car out of there because I don't want my car to flood. We'll try to get it to higher ground. When we come out of the parking lot tonight, turned on the main street, right in front of us in the sky. What a rainbow. What in the world is God saying? Ain't no floods coming this way, bud. You're all right. You say you're crazy. Don't pinch me and wake me up. I'm telling you tonight, God talks to His people tonight. The question is tonight, is God talking to you? Does He speak to you? Talking about spiritual equipping. Talking about speaking entrance. How does He speak to us? Could I go further tonight if you've got the Bible there? Now that Florence has settled down, it was just a little burst of wind. Mark chapter number 4. Not only the ability of hearing from God, but the attention to hearing from God. He says in Mark chapter 4, verse 24, He said unto them, take heed what you hear. Be extremely careful what you put in these, because it shall affect these. Are you listening to me tonight? I think a lot of times we hear things here that God has not said down here. Are you listening to me? Be careful what you hear. I was thinking about an old boy and girl. They were from Kansas. And her favorite words, she said them all the time because she claimed to be hard of hearing. She often said, huh? That was one of her favorite sayings. The other one was, what did he say? That was one of her favorite words. They had pulled into a filling station. They were traveling. It was in the day when the gas attendant would come out and do all kind of things to your car. Well, he come to the window and he asked the gentleman if he would like for him to fill it up. And he said, yes, sir, that would be good. Immediately when he walked away from the window, she said, what did he say? He says he wants to know if I want it filled up or not. A few minutes later, he come back. He said, sir, would you like for me to check your oil, check under the hood? Yes, that'd be good. Walks away immediately. She said, what'd he say? Immediately said, honey, we just want to know if I could want to check under the hood or not. After a while, he come back. He said, sir, would you like me to wash some windshields off and try to clean them up a little bit? Yes, that would be nice. He walks away right away. She said, what'd he say? Said he wanted to know if he wanted to wash the windshields off. After a while, he put the gas cap back on. He come on back around. He says, I noticed that you got license tags back there from Kansas. He said, I used to date an old gal from Kansas. He said, I believe she's the meanest, rudest woman I ever met in all my life. He walked away and she said, what'd he say? He told her, he said, he thinks he knows you. Hearing what we want to hear. Are you listening to me tonight? Many of us tonight have, as my wife calls, selective hearing. I myself can often can't hear anything, but if I want to, I can hear a pin drop at 100 yards. Take heed what you hear. But watch the text. I'm talking about attention to hearing. It's so important right here in this setting tonight, in a church setting tonight. And some of you preachers that are here tonight, you ought to thank me for what I'm about to say. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 18. He says, take heed therefore, not what you hear, but how you hear. Oh, gracious, it's in a setting like this that's very dangerous about how you hear. I don't know if I've said this before. I'm liable to said it last night. I know I said it this morning over in Burlington. I read some time ago a little article. They surveyed 1,000 people in a church setting like this, and they gave them quiz tests on what they had heard. And they found, if you're here tonight and you have a Bible and you have a notebook, you take notes, you have a 90% chance of remembering everything I say. 90% chance of remembering it. If you have no notebook, you just have a Bible, it immediately drops to 60%. If you have no notebook tonight, you are already flunking in getting the notes for the test. I told you before, I was in the 10th grade the third time before I realized I ought not take tests without notes. You'll have tests over this material whether you took notes or not. If you have no Bible, no notebook, it immediately drops to 20%. Now that's what scares me tonight, that some of you will go out of here and sell somebody else what I said, and you only heard 20% of it. No telling what you'll tell them. Are you listening to me tonight? We need to be extremely careful tonight. When we come into this setting and somebody opens a Bible, we ought to have a pen in hand and a piece of paper. How come? God's liable to speak to me, and I want to make sure I get it down just like He said it. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, I'm talking about an attention to hearing from God. You've got the Bible there tonight. John chapter number 10. Not only the ability of hearing from God, the attention to hearing from God, but could I mention the attendance of hearing? Who does God speak to? Does God speak to everybody? God forbid. God does not speak to everybody. Oh, no. Notice, if you would, the shepherd who attends. John 10, verse 7. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. There's no other way to get to God but through this door. He's the only door. He says in verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He says in verse 27, my sheep, my sheep, my sheep, hear my voice. Old Wade Huntley, that is in heaven now, he pastored 50 plus years at Holly Springs Baptist Church. He made the statement years ago, I heard him. He said, if you're here tonight and you're a sheep, you'll never be a goat. And if you're here tonight and you're a goat, you'll never be a sheep.
I'm telling you tonight, one of the ways you can know that you're one of God's sheep tonight is that He talks to you tonight. You will hear His voice. But watch the text. We're talking about the attendance of hearing. How do I know if He's talking to me? Watch verse 27. And I know them. Did you notice there He did not say anything about you knowing Him? The thought was, does He know you or not? Huh? For over 100 years now, we've had a gospel preached to people that they ought to know Jesus, they ought to receive Jesus, when it is very clear from the Bible that He preached a gospel that He must know you. He must receive you. There's where the key is tonight. If He knows you tonight, He will talk to you tonight. Are you listening to me tonight? The question is, you must ask yourself, has God been talking to me? Knows Him. He says in our text in verse 27, and they follow me. I wanted to expound for just a minute on that God knowing us. If you have your Bible there, John's Gospel chapter number 2. I want to confuse you a little bit with the Bible. You know, a study of the Bible will mess up a lot of things you thought you believed. See, this thing is not about you knowing God. I would say the majority of you sitting here tonight, so I know one thing, I know Jesus. It won't get you in heaven. Oh no. When you stand before Him, the question will not be whether you know Him or not. The question will be whether He knows you or not. Is that not what He said? They come, they've cast out demons, they've done all kind of great work. And He says, I never knowed you. I don't know you. Are you listening to me now? In John's Gospel, chapter number 2, He has done the water into wine miracle. The Bible says in verse 23, now when He was at Jerusalem at Passover in the feast days, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. Gracious, man, they ought to write the sword of the Lord. Gracious, there's been a host of them believed in Jesus. Woo, let's write the sword of the Lord. Man, He turned the water into wine. Gracious, they're believing everywhere. Watch the text, verse 24. But Jesus did not commit Himself unto them because He knew all men. Look at that little word, commit. Don't take my word for it. You go check it yourself. That little word, commit, and that little word, believe, is the same word in the Greek concordance. He said, they believed in me, but I didn't believe in them. He has not said jack to them. He has not spoke to them. He has not given them ears to hear at all. The only reason they believed is because they saw Him do His magic. That's all the reason why they believed. Look at verse 25. And needed not that any should testify of man, for He knew what was in man. Look at verse 1 of chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. I believe with all of my heart that Nicodemus was at that marriage of Canaan, saw Him turn the water into wine, and I believe with all of my heart that he is one of the ones that believed because of the miracles. But God ain't never said jack to Nicodemus. He ain't never spoke to him at all. And the first thing He says to him right out of the gate is in verse number 3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is the first words that Jesus ever said to Nicodemus. I'm asking you tonight, has God ever talked to you? This thing is not about you believing in Him. It's about Him believing in you. If He has ever received you, He will talk to you through one of those four ways. you must be the judge. I close tonight in James chapter number 1. If you have the Bible there, not only the ability of hearing, the attention to hearing, the attendance of hearing, but in James chapter number 1, James tells us the approach to hearing. The approach to hearing. James chapter number 1, I believe they've taken it out of my Bible. I found it. Verse number 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear. The approach must be a cautious approach. I hate to end the message on a deep, this is so deep theologically, it may be way over your head. Have you ever given a thought as to why God gave you 2 ears and one mouth and not gave you 2 mouths and one ear? It's deep, so deep. I don't even know if you can get it or not. It's because He wanted you to listen more than you wanted you to talk. Do you find yourself listening more or talking more? Are you listening to me tonight? Swift to hear, very cautious, slow to speak tonight, very slow to let any words come out of your mouth. You say, why is that, preacher? Why should I be swift to hear, slow to speak? You have the Bible there. One last verse and I'm done flipping through the Bible. I know I've flipped you around a lot tonight. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12. Why should I be careful? I remember my wife when she taught kindergarten. Probably one of the first things she taught her kindergarten kids when they come out of their classroom to put their finger over their mouth. How come? So they'll know when they open it. Are you listening to me? Some of us tonight need to walk around. It would help us to be very cautious, hearing more, talking less. How come? Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Every empty word, every worthless word you say comes out of your mouth. God says, I'll call your hand on it when I see you. Wow. Hey, this is awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. Let me walk around. Are you listening to me? I was thinking again today about my old grandma. She lived with us when I was growing up. When I got married, she moved in with us. Every now and then, she'd go out to visit my brother. He lived out west. He had 3 children. She never did weigh over 95 pounds if you used to soak her down with a water hose. But she's a feisty old gal, and I don't know if I ever remember sleeping at night. If I come by her room at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, she's always on her knees beside her bed. She's prayed all night. That's all she ever did. But she was out there at my brother's house, and they were working, and she's keeping the kids. And of course, you younger folks here tonight, you won't have a clue as to what I'm going to tell you tonight. But they had a rotary dial phone. That was beyond right there, a rotary dial phone. In those days, rotary dial phones, you could dial a number on the rotary dial phone, hang it up, and it would ring. And it would keep ringing until you answered it. Well, my brother's oldest son, my grandma was in the kitchen cooking, and he started doing that. And every time she would answer it, hello, there would be nobody there. He was on about the 5th go-round when she caught on. She walked into the living room where he was sitting. She stood in front of him. She took both of her palms and she slapped both of his ears as hard as she could. And she said, do you hear anything ringing?
that you need to answer. What did she do to him? She gave him a hearing adjustment. I wonder if through the Word of God tonight you have realized that you need a hearing adjustment tonight. You need to be more cautious about what you say. You need to be more cautious what you hear. And you need to develop the ears of your heart that God can speak to you. I tell you what, preacher, God spoke to me 3 or 4 years ago. I'm glad that lesson's over. Glad I've got it behind me. I didn't do well in it. I just got a D+ in it. But I'm glad it's behind me. Oh no. The life lesson is that God will talk to you as long as there's breath in your body, if you're one of His children. Would you stand with us tonight? Father, best I know how, I've delivered my heart. I pray, God, that You'd use it. Speak to us, ever so clear. If there be one under this tabernacle tonight that does not have ears to hear, God has never spoken to them. I pray, God, that maybe they would come to You tonight in mercy and ask You, Lord, would You speak to me? Would You say something to me, God? Make it clear, Lord, that You're talking to me. I pray, God, that You would do that even this night. We'd be extremely grateful for it. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Brother David's going to come, and he's going to take us the rest of the way in this service tonight.